Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on Coffee at KYUK. I'll be your host this morning, Alyssa Lachlan. September is National Recovery Month, which means that it's an opportunity to celebrate success at doing some of the hardest work there is, dealing with substance misuse and addiction. Joining us for Coffee at KYUK is the Executive Director of Recovery Alaska, Tiffany Hull. Good morning, Tiffany. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Would you mind just starting off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about what you do as the Executive Director of Recover Alaska?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Tiffany. I was born and raised here in Anchorage. That's where I'm calling in from today. I left the state for about 12 years, but came back about 8 years ago and was lucky and am grateful to have started this job about 6 years ago now. So Recover Alaska works to reduce excessive alcohol use and harms across the state. And we do that sort of at the high system level. So we work to change policy, and we advocate for new and better policy around alcohol regulations. We operate a statewide alcohol misuse prevention alliance, so a network of different folks working in prevention around the state. We work on access to treatment, and so trying to make sure folks are aware of the resources that are available and trying to advocate for more resources to exist. And then we also do social norms work, so we try to elevate the conversation around alcohol and celebrate recovery and reduce stigma. And so this is one of my favorite months of the year, because September is really just dedicated to that celebration piece and honoring folks who have chosen to be in recovery and live a different kind of lifestyle.
Certainly, it does sound like a really good opportunity to celebrate the good instead of focusing on the negatives that can sometimes come along with substance abuses. So how does celebrating recovery deal with one of these big issues, as I kind of just mentioned, the stigma surrounding addiction?
Sure. Well, I think it's very easy for people to have negative stereotypes around excessive alcohol use and alcohol misuse. I think everyone has probably their own different kind of image in their brain of what someone who struggles with alcohol maybe looks like or sounds like or where you can find them. But, that's certainly not the entire story. And there are a lot of folks who struggle with alcohol who are leading really successful lives and still struggling. And what we really want to focus on is the other side of that story, that there is hope, a different way of living is possible. And there are all sorts of different roads to get there. Some people go to traditional Western treatment. Some people use Alcoholics Anonymous. Some people use various programs that connect back to culture. Some people just kind of make a decision one day. It really depends on the person and what their struggle has looked like. But what we get to focus on, especially during this month, but we try to do throughout the year, are the positive stories and, showcasing that recovery does work, that it's possible to stay sober for, the rest of someone's life, and that folks who have struggled can be really, really wonderful, productive members of their communities. And in fact, a lot of folks working in the field to help other people have struggled themselves. That's my personal kind of way that I got here, and it's just pretty common. And so we just really love to highlight all of the success stories, also because it does help to break down that barrier and think like, oh, like there's us and then there's them, and I don't know any of those people. They're not like me. Maybe they deserve the troubles that they're going through. Maybe they're not worth helping, Actually, like, we're all just humans here. We're all neighbors. We're all community members together, and so highlighting those success stories helps people understand, that they probably know a lot more people who are in recovery than they even realize.
Definitely. It sounds like sharing stories and kind of letting people know that others that they know have gone through it helps to remove the stigma. You mentioned briefly that you have experience with addiction and recovery. So I was wondering if you would mind sharing how you got into your line of work and how you got involved with Recover Alaska.
Sure, absolutely. So I stopped drinking alcohol September 29th, 2009, so coming up on 12 years later this month, and it's the best decision I've ever made. And, you know, I was kind of shameful about it still. I mean, I wasn't, people who were close to me knew that that was my story and knew that that's what was happening, but I didn't kind of broadcast it widely and I didn't talk about it. And even, you know, with my friends and family members, I didn't really talk a lot about it. It was kind of like, that's my world in recovery. And I talked to other people who are sober who I met through my program of recovery. And then there's the entire rest of my life, and the two never really crossed paths at all. Until sometime in 2015, I think it was, I ended up sharing my story of kind of like what it was like when I was in active addiction, what happened and what it's like now on the other side of that, living sober. And so many people reached out to me after I shared that in kind of a really large setting in Anchorage at this big storytelling event that happens once a month. And so many folks reached out to me after that, thanking me for sharing that story and telling me their own stories or the story of their brother or their aunt or their friend, whoever they kind of had who maybe was in the same situation. And I realized, you know, people are pretty hungry for this conversation and for this type of connection. And we people in recovery don't necessarily have a lot of role models who are kind of out and proud about being in recovery. And it just makes it a lot harder. It makes it feel more lonely and like we have to, you know, be private about it. Whereas when we do have role models who are talking about it, it's just so much easier to say, oh yeah, that's me. Like I'm in that club too. Like this is also what I'm doing. And I have so much fun though, and I remember all of it. And so soon after that, the folks at Recover Alaska actually reached out to me. They were doing a series called Day One, and they are 2-minute videos on people in recovery, kind of just sharing their story and sharing positivity. And they asked if I wanted to be in one of those videos. And so we filmed the video, and then maybe a month or two later, the position for executive director came open, and I spoke with the woman who had been doing this job before me, and she really encouraged me to apply, even though I thought I was not ready yet. And I'm so glad she did, because then I got this job in January of 2016, and it was right actually when we were about to put those videos, the Day One videos, out into the market. So that was kind of the first task that I got to do, was to showcase all of these videos, which can be found on our website, recoveralaska.org.
That's great. That's such a wonderful story, and I'm glad that it's all working out and that you got to find the wonderful people of Recover Alaska. And you mentioned the Day One series on your website and how you encourage others to share stories. Have you got any other amazing recovery stories that kind of stick out to you that you've either worked with directly or have heard about through Recover Alaska that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like every recovery story I hear is so amazing. I will say, just this morning, actually, a friend of mine reached out to me. She had reached out a little over a year ago because her husband was struggling with alcohol, and she just happened to send me a note today on the first day of recovery month, letting me know that one of the resources that we have on our website, I had sent her a bunch of different links that I thought might be helpful after she kind of told me his story. And she said, you know, one of them really connected with him, and he's been sober for just over a year now, and it's just such a wonderful way to start the day. I mean, I have heard stories with huge traumas and, you know, people who lost everything, lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost their friends and family members, people who went to jail for various things that happened. And I've also heard stories where people didn't have what we call this, like, really intense kind of rock bottom that sometimes people talk about when they talk about substance misuse. And I, you know, I talked to folks who maybe just decided that they had different priorities in life now and they just wanted to change the way they were living. They felt like they weren't living up to their potential and they wanted to stop, you know, waking up feeling terrible. They wanted to maybe be more present for new children who are in their lives, their nieces or nephews, or maybe they and their partner got pregnant themselves. You know, I feel like it really spans the full gamut of when and why people make the decision to stop using alcohol. And truly, I think every single one of those stories is just as valid as the next one. And we do have quite a few of them on our website. So I mentioned the day one videos, which can be found on our stories page on our website. We also have, you know, people will submit their stories online. And so there are written stories, maybe with a photo attached to them. We also have done a few different like live in-person storytelling events. We did those for a couple of years. We haven't done them this year or last year because of the pandemic, but we also host those videos on our website, which actually include, you know, somebody from Bethel came to Anchorage to share their story of recovery. And so I would just encourage people to explore our website, explore our social media on Facebook. We have a lot of things sharing stories. And if anyone is interested, of course, you are super welcome to also share your story with us. We would love to help put that out into the world for you.
Certainly. Thank you so much for sharing that. Would you mind just stating some of the resources and how people can get in touch with you in case this has really resonated with them and they'd like to take the first steps toward recovery?
Absolutely. So, again, our website is recoveralaska.org, O-R-G. You can email us. I'm Tiffany Hall, so my email is thall@recoveralaska.org, or you can write info@recoveralaska.org, and somebody might see it even sooner than I will. Our phone number is 907-249-6644. That's my phone number. If you want to give me a call, I would welcome that. And we also do also a pretty fast job at checking messages on social media. So if it's easier to find us on Facebook or Instagram, please reach out to us there with a direct message and we will get back to you right away. And then on our website, I mentioned the stories page, we also have a resources page. And that kind of talks through a lot of different types of resources, you know, whether you yourself are struggling or whether you have a family member or a loved one who is struggling. We have a screening tool on there. So if you are questioning your own alcohol use and want to kind of test out where you are, there's a screening tool. It's anonymous and confidential, and it just asks you a few questions about your daily habits and, you know, says, you know, kind of where it thinks you line up and whether you should maybe think about reducing or not. And then if there's anything that you are looking for that you can't find on our website, please do reach out to us. We are happy to try to help.
Great. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us again. That's Tiffany Hall with Recover Alaska, and you can find her at thall@recoveralaska.org. You can call her at 907-249-6644. And if you would also like to share your story, we would love to hear it here right on KYUK. You can email us at coffee@kyuk to get yourself set up to tell your story on air. And Tiffany, that's all the questions I have for you. Did you have anything else you'd like to add or anything you wish I had asked you during this interview to share with our listeners?
I just want to thank you so much for taking time to recognize Recovery Month. I do encourage everyone to find one way this month to celebrate, however that looks for you, whether it is, you know, deciding to not drink alcohol for one weekend just to kind of see what that's like. Or maybe you make some non-alcoholic drinks for your friends, or maybe you dedicate one day to learning more about addiction or hearing other people's story. I just encourage everyone to really celebrate with us this month.
Certainly. I think everyone should celebrate. This is definitely something to celebrate. All right. Well, if that's all, I think we're all done here. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take good care.
You too. You have been listening to Tiffany Hall with Recover Alaska talking about substance abuse recovery for the first day of Substance Abuse and Recovery Awareness Month.